Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app. Paranormal Science.
Good evening. Welcome to Paranormal Science. I'm Joe Hawk.
I'm Ed Mac Daddy Mac Ray.
I'll tell you what, it's good to be back in the studio.
It's outstanding to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'll tell you what, it's been a while, Ed.
It has been.
It's been a while.
Especially since me and you have been together here.
Right? That's true. Right? Yeah, because I was back and you weren't.
Yep.
And then, of course, you guys have done it, and I've been absent. But I want to, before we get started, I want to thank everybody for the information they send me. They ask me if I'm okay. Now, you know, I mean, everything is fine. I just have a lot going on right now. So when I can, I take a step back and do what I can. So,
I mean, it's just busy, but we're glad to have you here. The Hawk is here, well, but we are missing Brother Stan, Brother Mark.
I know, these guys are, I know Mark has a bunch of stuff to do. Stan's actually enjoying himself.
Oh, yeah.
So he and the wife got away for a little bit, so that's a plus.
Little vacation.
Yeah, so I mean, I know they'll be back later on tonight, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that it's, you know, he couldn't make the show, so that's okay, and at least they had fun.
You know, we could have remoted him.
We should have.
Beach waves in the background and everything.
We should have had a, that's not a bad idea, actually. Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Stan, if you're listening, we need you on remote.
Yeah, Stan, call in. Stan, call in. So, last I left, Stan and I were talking about a whole bunch of things, and I want to tell everybody, I went to, it's called, I don't know if anybody's ever heard it or not, it's called Lilydale. It's in New York, Lilydale, New York. We went just yesterday for the day, and it was incorporated in 1879.
Wow.
It was part of the Seneca, if anybody's, well, I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with Seneca Lake and the wineries and stuff, but Seneca was actually we ran a bus trip there, didn't we?
Yes, you did. I unfortunately couldn't make it due to work purposes.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You didn't, did you?
You guys had a good time, though.
We did. We had a great time. But it's part of the Seneca area, the tribes up there from the Native American tribes were up there. But what it was made for was, there was a camp and a meeting area for spiritualists and free thinkers.
Okay.
And till today, it has been that. So it has never changed. So if you go to Lilydale, it is a gated community.
All right.
And it is a true community of free thinkers and spiritualists. I was apprehensive, as anything else. You know, I'm always, I always call myself the apprehensive.
You're open-minded, a realist.
Exactly.
Right. And apprehensive at the same time.
Right. I'm a skeptical believer, that's basically, it. Is what it comes down to.
That's what makes you an awesome investigator.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, brother. So when we went down, and when I first got there, of course, like anything else, you know, you had your blocks up and so on and so forth. And we're walking around. You go through the gate and you pay. It's a minimal fee. I think it's like $15 a person. It's not per car, it's per person. So it's like $15 or whatever. And it's a 24-hour pass you get.
That's not too bad.
So no, it's not. And you can come and go as free as you please. And all throughout the day, they have different things. They have spiritual healing. They have little workshops there. And of course, like anything else, this is how they make their money.
Yes.
So they sell trinkets and little things and books. And there's a bunch of authors there. And I mean, anything you could find anywhere. And again, walking through, seeing things, you know, some of the stuff was, or I should say, I was expecting to see some of the stuff as you see in a lot of places. And nothing against this at all, but I'm just going to label so people understand what I'm talking about, like the whole Made in China labels and, yes. the dice stamp, you know, this is what we make 1,000 and we sell them to people, you know. And I'll be honest with you, I saw nothing like that there.
It was all original.
It was all, and if it was not original, and I say not original meaning like it wasn't necessarily handmade or specific to that, even if it was manufactured, it was manufactured by smaller companies. You could tell the artistic work that went into like even the mixing bowls and the incense burners, and they were just unique.
The quality and heart put into the product.
Exactly, and it's not necessarily something that you see throughout all the other holistic places you may go. You know, if they have like just standard stuff there, and I'm not downing that by any means, but I'm just saying, as a community, I was absolutely taken back by it, and the
it says a lot seeing that
it really did, and you know, I hate to say it, but you go and you wonder like, okay, like if it's a community of free thinkers and spiritualists, like is it almost like a cult?
Okay,
you know, and I hate to say that,
especially
but, you know,
the gated community,
but, right?
And
exactly. Yeah. So you know, of course, I'm it's the cop in me. What can I say? So I'm like, are they going to ask me to drink their punch? Like, what's going on here? And
am I getting
it wasn't
here?
Exactly. Yeah, and but it wasn't like that at all. It really wasn't. These people were. First of all, some of the friendliest people I have met in a long time.
That's outstanding, yeah.
Everybody was there, welcome, opened you with welcome arms. Okay. Any question you wanted, asked. They took the time like you were the only person there. Even if there was 5 people waiting behind you, it didn't matter because you asked a question.
That's the personal touch you like.
And exactly, and that makes you feel, you know, even if you were skeptical about other things, it makes you feel welcome. And if that's their branding, then I'll tell you what, they're doing something right.
Yeah.
Even the guests there that were there, they were obviously just like myself, went to see, you know, maybe for the day or have been there before. And that was my first time there.
Yeah.
Everybody was gentleman and ladylike. And I say that with a little bit of shock in my voice because, let's be honest, we really don't see that much here. You see road rage and you see, you know, everybody's waiting in the Walmart line. They're all ticked off because they're waiting 15 minutes longer than they think they should. And
everybody's problems are more important than the others.
Exactly. And these people didn't mind waiting if they were talking to you and explaining to you.
They waited their turn.
Exactly.
In an orderly fashion.
Exactly.
And that's what we're missing these days. You're right.
It is. And it was just good and refreshing for the soul on that part alone.
Yeah. No, hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait.
Right, exactly. And wait. You know, it was everybody just, they were okay with waiting. They just, they turned the other cheek. They looked, they'd pick up a book. They'd look at some merchandise. Awesome.
Well, they were ready to wait for one reason. They knew they were getting a quality response that was from the heart.
Exactly. Exactly. And so we did that and we're walking through and I just kind of want to like get like a layout of the community and you know like I can't walk through because it takes me a little bit of time but we're just kind of strolling the streets and I ended up coming across it's called Herbal Restoration. Okay. Something drew me to the sign. Pretty much every house there has a what's that called? A shield on a shield. What's the word I'm looking for here? A scaffold out? A
plaque?
Yeah. What's the old days they used to call it?
Oh.
They would throw a shingle. There you go.
There you go. Yep.
almost every house there had a shingle out that said, psychic medium, or herbalist, or you know, something, whatever, you know, amalgamous, something to the fact that their specialty was. Okay? So for the most part, I would say not every house, but a great majority.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm passing this house on the corner, it's actually 5 North Street, and it said, you know, Herbal Restoration, Herbs and Oil. I'm like, okay, you know, just something drew me to it.
Let me give it a shot here. What's going on?
Right. So I told Holly, I was with a friend of mine, Holly, and we go, and I'm like, you know, let's check this out. You know, yeah. She's closing in about an hour. We walk in, and the place was not big at all. Mm-hmm. In all honesty, you could maybe fit four people in it. Okay. This was her house that she turned her sun porch into her area.
Okay.
When you walked in, you could immediately smell the essential oils. I mean, you knew it was legit. I mean, it was very strong.
How was the smell? Was it pleasant?
Absolutely welcoming. Yeah. I mean, and it was just, the smell was unique.
Okay.
But it was fresh. It was clean. There was no pungent odors. No
you
nothing.
Think that
it
might have drew you in from out on the street even? Maybe catch
it? I didn't smell it out there. That's the thing. I didn't smell it because we were on the street and we're walking by and I just kind of caught my eye. I said, let's go in here.
It was something else. But as soon as
I don't know what it was. Well, actually, I'm kind of getting to what it was,
okay.
I guess. But
I'm getting ahead of myself, Joe.
No, it's okay. That's all right. But initially, I had no idea.
Yeah.
So we walk in and there's a lady sitting behind a counter. She took her sun porch and she made it and she basically not even a third of it, and she sits behind this little desk, and she has a couple dogs, and the dogs start barking this thing, and she welcomes you and very nice, and her name is Kara Seekings.
I like that last name,
right?
Something about that,
right? So immediately I meet her, and we're talking, and Holly's asking a couple of questions because she also makes soaps and she makes oils. And,
right.
Kind of like our friend Stacey Martin from Urban Post. So this lady does that. Like she does she makes seven different chakra oils for, to help your chakras out and so on and so forth. So we're talking to her. And here I found out that she's an RN. She has MS. She's an RM. She's a nurse practitioner. So this lady's been in healthcare for years.
She's got knowledge.
She does. She does. And you can tell just by talking to her, she knows her stuff. Mm-hmm. So she offers, one of her things is she offers a free chakra reading.
Ah.
So me being the,
I know where we're going. How was the reading?
Right, being the realistic skeptic, I'm like, well, if it's free,
yeah,
absolutely. Something in here, she's going to pitch something, right? I'm thinking.
Uh-huh.
So as soon as I think this, she says out loud, "I just want you to know, this is not me pitching anything. This is not me selling my products."
Wow.
She goes, "I don't expect you to buy anything. None of my oils that may or may not help you." She goes, "But you have to believe in what you're doing." She goes, "I believe that all my oils do help, and I've been doing this for so many years." She goes on explaining who she is again, a little more into it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "So please don't think that me doing this free reading makes you buy something." She goes, "I'd probably prefer actually usually after I do a free reading for you not to buy something, so you don't think that."
So you don't feel obligated to buy her product.
Now some people say, "Oh, that's reverse psychology." I'm like, okay, well, whatever. It could have been, but she did in such a manner that I truly believed what she was saying. Okay.
Yeah.
So I say, okay, fine, because I was not planning on buying anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, if you do me a favor, just turn around. So she reads you from the back because you can read the chakra two ways, from the front or from the back, but she asked you to turn around. So I turn around and it's only Holly and I in the place. And she's like, okay, starts, like I hear her breathe in. She's like, okay, turn around. Let me reverse. But when I first turned around, she asked me my name. So my first name. So of course I tell her Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, okay, Joseph, turn around. It's okay. So I turn around and look at her. She goes, let me tell you this. She goes, first of all, she goes, all your chakras are perfect in line. Then she starts explaining what they look like, and I won't bore you guys with that, but everything came out good as she read. And then she says something that I've only heard twice before off two people that I absolutely respect in the psychic community, one being Virginia Centrillo, the other one being Cheryl Evans.
Mm-hmm.
She says to me, she goes, you have a lot going on here. She goes, and I need to ask you this, why are you not using it? And I looked at her, and that's kind of where she had me. That was the hook.
Yeah.
And I went, using what? Of course, playing dumb. Yeah. And then she starts on with the, what I could know and this and that. And she goes, honestly, Joseph, she goes, I think if you cultivate that, she goes, I believe we could switch places.
Wow.
That is the third time that I've heard that. And again, I don't claim to be that by any means, but two other people had told me that I have some type of gift. And I guess I do. I have to believe them. I just don't, I guess, cultivate it, know what I'm doing with it yet. I have no idea.
That's what you just didn't throw up yet.
I guess, right?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what she told me. But what I'm getting at with this whole long, lengthy story is that this is a lady I had no idea who she was, drawn to the place. And for her to tell me that right there, she sealed the whole community just in that one conversation with me. Because you know what? And she said, she goes, we are a community of free thinkers. She goes, what I tell you is what I tell you because that's what I think.
That's from her heart.
Right. And she goes, nobody, you may not agree with it. Nobody else in here may agree with it. She goes, but that's what we respect about each other here. And she went on to explain about how that community works. And I'll tell you what, I'm not getting anything for this, this and that, but if anybody ever has an idea or anybody has any type of spiritual enlightenment and wants to go seek somebody and talk to people, that is truly the community to go to. I've never felt so welcomed anywhere in a strange place in my life. Now you're walking these people's homes, literally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that in itself tells you something.
Well, you're walking right into their house where they sleep.
Exactly. Exactly. This is their livelihood. And then, and I'll tell you what, as I start looking at more prices and this and that, even her oils and this and that, they are not there. Don't get me wrong. They want to make money.
Yes.
But I can tell you straight up by the prices, they are not there to get rich off you.
Yeah, they're truly
there to help people.
Yeah.
They really are.
I mean,
the prices were outstanding.
Really?
They really were. I mean, it takes a lot for me to say that, but you probably couldn't get them cheaper on the internet.
I wonder if any of these people might be interested in attending the East Coast Paracon coming up September 24th. Well, that would be good.
That's the thing. And you know what? When and if they choose to travel, okay, they kind of do that, I guess, on their own. They don't really necessarily like solicitation, so I couldn't really talk much about it.
Oh, you got to respect that.
Right, I respect it. And what it comes down to is, you know what, they kind of have everything there. You know, they do.
They got their own community of it.
Right, exactly. But I'll tell you that this lady, she's on 5 North Street. She's called the Herbal Restoration. She's absolutely awesome. She knows her stuff. She hooked me. And like I said, if Virginia and Cheryl hadn't told me very similar, almost to the words pretty much, you know, things about myself that this lady told me, including what I just said over the air, I probably wouldn't have believed her. Just because I was going in as you know, the skeptic believer.
Somebody you don't know.
And right, thinking, this town's, you know, this and that, they're doing it for, but no.
Yeah, no, if it was like a novelty town or something like that, just to bring business into that part of New York or whatever.
But she is.
And no disrespect saying
no,
that.
No, absolutely not. I mean, look at, you know, like, as much as we love Gettysburg, I mean, Gettysburg has the two sections. I mean, there's a lot of activity in Gettysburg, but there's also people making money off that activity.
Exactly, running a business, so, making a living.
And that's okay. We're not trying to disrespect before we get phone calls or people upset. That's not what we're saying.
No.
We agree with it. Everybody has to make money, and that's by all means. I mean, technically, you look at East Coast Paracon, you know, we're kind of, I guess, doing the same thing, if you will. But our main goal is to bring people together to help better understand the dead.
Understand the dead,
and that's what we're doing. That's what these people are doing, and these people are making a living out of it, but they're living it.
Yes.
And that's the thing. They're living it.
Let me ask you this now. When you were there, how did you feel, like, in not only in that house, but in the community, how did you feel spiritually around you? Did you...
Well, I blame myself at first. Like I started this conversation out with, was I kind of closed myself off.
You went up there
and
with
I
your
did
guard
that.
Up.
I did that intentionally.
Yes.
Okay. Probably not the proper thing to do since you own a place like that. But that's just my nature.
Yes.
Okay. I don't like the charlatans and the, you know, this, and then I wasn't sure what I was going on.
Our heads are on a 360 swivel all the time.
Exactly. So, but once I went to her, and then we went to a spiritual cleansing. Actually, at one of the churches in Lilydale.
Okay.
They had a spiritual cleansing from 8 to 9 at night. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, from 7 to 8, and then we went to another thing from 8 to 9. But
you got a lot of stuff set up there.
Oh, we did, yeah. And one day, it was one day was not enough, but it was absolutely awesome. Mm-hmm. But when we went to that spiritual cleansing, it's not a traditional church, if you will.
Okay.
But it's a where they lay hands on you in a respectful way. First of all, they ask you if they can. If not, they'll hover above you. They touch you, your shoulders, your knees, whatever. You know, and they go through this whole thing. And they had 8 healers there when we were there.
I was going to say, is that to do with the healing powers and that?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. And obviously, we're probably going to take a break. But I'll
yeah, let's get back.
Stay tuned, and we'll be back.
Hey, it's Mark Kies from Paranormal Science. Did you ever get that feeling like you have 1,000 demons tearing at your back? You know the pain. Are you uncomfortable in your own body, like you're possessed with somebody else's torment and suffering? You don't need an exorcist. You need chiropractics. Dedicated to providing the best chiropractic and rehabilitative care possible, Chiropractics will get you back into the body you remember. Chiropractics, 569 Pier Street, Kingston, PA. Check them out on the web, getchiropractics.com, T-I-X on the end, or call 570-288-5800 and get back to living.
Warning. This program may contain material that is controversial to some listeners. Spontaneous enlightenment may occur.
All right, welcome back, Paranormal Science.
Let's pick up where we left off here, Hawkman.
Yes. I feel bad. I'm kind of like, monopolizing the show here.
No, this is good because what we're into.
It's, and honestly, and this is, I mean, this is something to talk about.
It's the
about.
Genre it for really the show is. Here.
It's, to get back, we attended the spiritual healing,
mm-hmm.
and the first, like, when you go in, they have, which we didn't know, obviously, because it's the first time there, but you have to sit. They have a rule, I guess. It's an unspoken rule, which, again, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But you sit in the order you came. So, like, you can't, like, pick a pew or a chair. Or you have to sit, like...
So, if you were number 9 and 10...
You file in the way you came.
9 and 10 spot.
So, I guess it has something to do with the whole energy thing, which I didn't even realize at the time, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because of my back, I don't like to sit in the middle.
Exactly.
I have to stretch my leg out, so I of course, pick the end slot. And she tells me you have to sit, and I'm like, I can't do it. Like, I need an end... Because I didn't know how long we're going to be sitting there. I'm like, I need something to stretch out. I can't do this.
Exactly.
So, she does the okay. You know, she gives me the head nod. So, fine. But you go up... They open it with a prayer, non-denominational, just kind of like asking, you know, asking for the universe and your creator, you know, and so on and so forth. They say this little thing. And I'm sitting there maybe about 4 rows back, and the first group of 8 go up because there was 8 healers there. By the second group, if you will, because, of course, the healers get done at different times, so people are now going up sporadically.
Mm-hmm.
The energy that I truly felt in the room, it was almost to the point where it was like a vibration in the room from the healers just putting hands on these people and generating the, like, it was just the generation of energy in that room was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. To the point where Holly looks at me, she's like, do you feel that? At one point, like, you can literally feel a vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this one gentleman that was straight on for me, and he was the only one that wasn't, you know, putting hands on everywhere or at different chakra points, huh. Or at different points. He was just holding onto the shoulders. And I had this absolute connection. Like, I could literally feel his energy.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, oh, man, I hope I get him. Because, of course, you can't choose.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, as fate would have it, I did not. I have to go up to another gentleman up in the back. And he was okay. But when he
you
was...
You were drawn to the other guy.
Hands, I was. So when he was putting hands on me, of course, he asked me, you know, if it was okay to do so. Very respectful they are. I said yes. So he starts at the head chakra, the crown chakra. He starts and he puts his hand on my shoulders and so on and so forth, my lower back and, you know, your calf muscles. And he does your knees and your ankles and, you know, like, just, you know, touch points. When he had his hands on my back, I could literally feel, it was like, almost like a TENS unit.
Wow.
If anybody's ever used a TENS unit, that's all I can describe it. I could literally feel in his hands.
The like energy. The pulse,
like pulsing like that.
Yeah. Almost like a muscle stimulation.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It was like, it was amazing. But of course, you know, I'm like, I'm trying to relax. I'm thinking, you know, my God, how's he doing this? Yeah. Like, you know, it's just like, it was kind of weird, you know, mm-hmm. In a good way, of course.
Yeah.
And so I get done with that and I felt okay, but not 100%. It was like the energy was there, but we just weren't connecting on that. So we leave there and you know, Holly absolutely loved it. She thought, you know, it was great and stuff, and she had an amazing time. So we leave and go do a couple things because now this other event is starting at 8:00. So we get down to the assembly hall. We enter, you know, they have like door prizes and basket raffles. People donate it just to kind of collect money for, you know, to help the mission out, you know.
Yeah.
Well, sure as anything, they had about maybe 15 different readers, as they call them. They don't call them psychics, they call them readers. So they had like 15 different readers there, and the line was out the door just as much as the tickets was.
Wow.
So I'm like, well, okay. So as we're sitting there talking, you know, and they had like, they gave you free food, but you could donate if you wanted to. So like they had ham salad sandwich, cookie. I mean, they just, it's like the spread is amazing they have there. So of course, you know, I donate.
Hometown cookout.
You know, exactly. Yeah, pretty much the whole town literally chips in, donates old stuff they have and whatever it may be. So they go and you're signing up for the readers. Mm-hmm. Well, we're watching and Holly goes, I think I might get a read done. I said, okay, fine. So she goes to sign her name up, and I look, and literally the whole auditorium was filled with people that were just waiting. So when you were signing the book, you weren't going in to do a reading. They were still waiting for these people, like probably 10 or 12 per reader backed up. That's how packed it was.
Wow.
So she's like, okay, I'm not going to do that. But when we go in, I happen to notice this gentleman that was actually doing the hands-on healing at the church that we were just at. He had no one with him. So I actually went up and got a healing from him. And to be true to what I said earlier, like his energy, Like, it was absolutely amazing. He laid his hands on my shoulders, nowhere else. And I'll tell you what, there's only one other time, that's when we were at the church here, when the PPA and that, we went over, myself, Paulette, Mark. There was a Father Fortner, actually, came in from Italy, and he was truly blessed by the Holy Spirit, and he was like laying hands on people over here at one of the churches in Duryea, and people were literally getting drunk with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
And like in front of us, like that was like no joke. And when he laid hands on me, I truly felt something. Well, I'll tell you what, when this gentleman laid hands on me, I felt his energy and I actually felt better. It's almost like a soul cleansing.
Was it instantaneously? Did it take a little bit?
Well, I could literally, I could feel the change when he first, you know, when he first put his hands on my shoulders. I could feel the change. And then he must have worked with me a good 15, 20 minutes.
Wow.
He just laid his hands on my shoulders and I could feel the energy just going through my body to the point where I felt it so much and I got so in tune with it. It's almost like a rhythm of a car, you know, you could just kind of hear it. And then all of a sudden I felt like it pulled back and I knew, I said in my mind, I'm like, oh, he's going to stop now. And within a matter of 3 minutes, he pulled his energy back and said, you know, you're okay now, this and that. But I literally felt that shift of energy in my body that he was doing.
Wow.
So that's just powerful. Call it what you will, but it was just, you know, to be involved in that, like I said, you know, because I am the, you know, the skeptical believer. But yep. I'll tell you what, I know what I felt. I know how I felt afterwards. And it's almost like a reboot, like a cleaning, like, you know, all my aches and pains were not gone. You know, yes, I still have a bad back. Yeah, I'm still sore.
Mm-hmm.
But just as a, I guess just spiritually, just as a cleansing, like it just
felt lighter.
It did. It felt different and it felt good different.
Yeah.
So, again, to wrap the short version of it is, you know, Lilydale, they have a website. It's www.lilydaleassembly.com. And they have a phone number on there. They have their address. They have a whole thing of what they go with, general information, gate fees, so on and so forth. It's all on that website. If anybody is interested in this stuff and truly wants to take a road trip, get your friends together, you know, take one car down. They do charge per person at the gate, not per car, but it's worth the trip. You get some gas money together, go down, and like I said, you don't have to pay anything. A lot of this stuff is free.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is free down there.
Except for knowledge.
Right. Like the healing, all that stuff, no one paid. We didn't pay to get in there. You could give a donation, but you could go to the church anytime. And then they actually have bed and breakfasts there that you stay in.
Well, if you want to spend the evening.
And then they'll have like 8 a.m. meditation. So like some hotels do it themselves. They have a holistic healer there or whatever that does meditation there. Or you could go to the church at 8 a.m., do the healing and meditation at 8 a.m. You know, in the mornings. Truly, I actually might stay there. We didn't stay on campus at Lilydale last night.
Okay.
But you know, next time I stay, if I choose to stay over, I probably will stay on campus just to see, because they have so many free programs that you could, you know, be enlightened by and be enriched by. And just general knowledge and information is amazing down there. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Sounds like you had a great time, and it does absolutely sound like you are going back.
I will. Definitely, I will. I'm absolutely impressed, and I definitely will go back. Absolutely. You know, we should probably, you know, when everything straightens out, we should probably take a run down.
Oh, definitely. That sounds like somewhere definitely I need to go.
That's what I mean. And it'd be great. And one night you stay over. If we all do a bed and breakfast, we call ahead. We could probably all stay. You know, get a team rate or something. You know,
it's
what
not
mean?
That far of a ride. I mean, it's right up from here north.
It's 5 hours. It is. It's a five-hour ride.
Trip. It is.
That's the part that killed me. You know, we had to stop
the
and this and that. So
awareness.
Right,
there.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So 5 hours. You know, ends up much longer with somebody like me, obviously, just because of my back. But for most people, like get in a car, jump and go. It's only 5 hours, truly. Yeah. And I know most people ride around doing nothing for 5 hours. So to take a ride up there is definitely worth it, and to see the Seneca Lake area, and just the ride alone, even if it is 81, it actually looks beautiful. I actually made the comment when we were going up. I'm like, hey, for 81, this looks pretty good.
So, that's something right there,
right? Does it not?
No, you know, before we get off that subject,
yes,
you know, what the cop in you? What was the registrations like? Was there people from all different states in that area?
Absolutely.
I was wondering how many people from all different areas go here.
You know, I actually meant to bring that up. I'm glad you did. Looking around, Pennsylvania, of course, New York, of course, Jersey. I thought, okay, of course, you know. But then we're talking Maryland.
Wow.
Wisconsin.
All the way out west, coming in.
Idaho, Ohio.
Hmm.
You know, Michigan. What else did I see there? A lot of Canadian plates.
Okay.
A lot of Canadian plates also. So, you know, it's right. And it's only a hop, skip, and a jump over the border from them, you know. But I'll tell you what, I was surprised at, you know, the Wisconsin plates, the Michigan plates. You know, I was surprised at that. And,
coming that far, that tells you something right there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And from what I understand, like I said, the lady that I spoke to that absolutely impressed me, she said to me that she goes, "This is your first time here, isn't it?" You know, and I was like, "Well, how do you know?" And she goes, "Well, I didn't use anything psychic there." She goes, "You had the map in your hand." I was like, "Oh, that's it." You know, so yeah,
dead giveaway.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you what, she
Forest.
Was. You knew my mom, Ed.
Yes.
And
oh,
she was.
God.
She had my mother's personality. She was straightforward.
That's awesome.
She, you know, not disrespectfully, of course, but she was just straightforward. She told you how it was.
What else could you ask for?
And you know, honesty. And that alone, like, yeah. Just because, you know, I am used to that with mom. You know, God rest her soul.
I love your mom.
So you
everybody
know,
did. Everybody
that
met
whole.
That woman.
Thank you. I'm truly blessed to have had her as a mother. Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
But you know, that straightforward attitude, that no nonsense, like she's not going to BS you or, you know, do anything like that. So she was straightforward and honest, and that alone, mm-hmm. You know, and I kind of picked that up early, but I was thinking, okay, fine, it might be. But really, by the time we got done, I mean, you know, she gave me her personal email address. She gave me her phone number. Like,
wow.
I made a friend.
You made one heck of an impression on this woman.
You know, and ditto.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, and I say I made a friend because, as you know, I have a lot of acquaintances, but I have very few friends.
Yes.
And this lady, I could truly call. You could probably see the emotion. I could truly call her a friend. There was this connection, and she's such a beautiful soul, beautiful person, and just amazing, amazing.
I mean, when you meet someone like that touches you that quick, and that connection's there, it's rare,
right? Absolutely,
and it happens. But like you said, that is a true, heartfelt friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you can
and
tell.
I believe it.
It was kindred souls, you know.
You are meant to meet, to have that connection on some type of plane.
Well, something or someone drew me in there.
Yeah.
There was no, because I mean, there's, you know, you'd have to go there to understand what I'm saying, but like when you pass, we probably passed five or six different, you know, shingles, you know, and nothing drew me per se. Like, not that I have to go in there.
There was nothing up front saying, you have to come in here.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? And just a simple open sign like everybody else had. There's nothing flashy there, to be honest with you. Like, the biggest thing is, like, the LED open sign. Like, that's flashy to them. So,
but something was there, though. You felt it.
That's what I mean. And I'm glad I did. And I'm truly glad I did. It meant something to me. It really did. And she has, like, she does... God, she's so gifted. She does group meditation. She does stuff over the computer with people to help them to help them raise their auras and their psyche. And I mean, she's just truly a good, genuine hearted woman.
Sounds it. I mean, I wish I was with you to meet this woman.
Yeah, well, like I said, definitely we go down. That's definitely a stop we have to make.
Oh, gosh,
I don't know if we could all actually fit on that little porch she has, but I'll tell you what.
We'll make a good attempt at it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to meet.
We tackling each other. Who gets there first?
Right, absolutely, absolutely. Let me, actually, we got a caller.
Outstanding.
So, you know what, we're going to take a break first, and then we'll get back to the caller. So just hang on with us, and we'll be back.
Right?
All right, welcome back, Paranormal Science. It's, I kind of monopolized it, but you know what, I wanted to get Lily Dale out there. I just had to.
You had to, and I'm glad you did. I'm glad you got out to listeners, and I hope they do get a chance to get up there and visit it.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's definitely people listening, because we actually have Joe here. Joe, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Good, how are you, sir?
Not too bad. Joe, I know you from the hospitals, but I am from Western New York, and actually went to school in Jamestown, Jamestown Community College.
Okay.
And have been to Lilydale with an ex-girlfriend of mine. Interesting trip. I wasn't a believer back then, but some things happened that changed my mind. But I called you guys to let you know, if you do go up there, you should see if you could get into the Lucille Ball Little Theater of Jamestown.
Okay.
Heavily, heavily haunted.
Ah.
I had heard that. I want to say I picked up a pamphlet or something someone said to me there, and unfortunately I got to talk to somebody else and they kind of like just went away. But I had heard that. Were you there, Joe?
My girlfriend at the time was part of the little theater.
Oh, okay.
And I actually had an experience myself.
Oh, it was my question. I was going to say, did you act and experience anything there?
Do you want to share that with us, Joe? Or I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah, sure. They were going through some dry runs of a play, and I was up in the light booth with them. And, you know, theater lights, especially up in the light booth, very, very hot with all the spotlights. And sitting there, you know, watching what they were doing, and all of a sudden just this mass of cold came over me, you know, to the point that I was shivering, and then just disappeared all of a sudden.
Really? So did you, like, did you, like, was it almost like a blanket of cold, or was it, like, was it like a breeze, Joe, or was it kind of just, like, there all of a sudden?
No, it was, I felt it kind of go over me and just kind of sit there for a moment and then move on.
Okay.
It was like almost like a sphere of cold.
Right. It was brief.
Maybe 15 seconds. That was it. And I was like, what was that?
But yeah, it makes you, right, just enough to make you wonder, right? Just enough to make you wonder.
I was going
to
say, was it like somebody passing you, like the breeze?
I said something to my girlfriend, and she's like, what? I was like, it just got really cold right here. She's like, oh, and they had a name for him, for something that was there. And she was like, oh, that was him.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so they have names for him, and I know that there's a poltergeist in their one prop room, I think it was, or the shoe room.
Wow. Yeah, poltergeists are definitely mischievous little things. So,
And this one didn't like religious icons, by what I was told.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
I never went into the shoe room.
Right. Now, Joe, did you ever go to Lilydale itself?
Yes. My girlfriend and some friends went out there one time. She was very into the spiritualist movement and crystals and everything. Like I said, at that time, I wasn't much of a believer, but things happened that changed my mind.
So, are you from the area now, Joe, or are you from...
Like, I live in the area now. My father was from here.
Oh, okay, all right. Because I'm sitting there thinking, we run bus trips and stuff like that. I'm wondering if I could get, like, would you be interested in something like that if we were to get a bus trip going to go out to Lilydale, like, even for, like, the day? Like, would that be something
you'd
be
interested in? Probably. It would just depend on my work schedule, that's all.
Right, of course. But I'm saying, like, it wouldn't be a bad idea, right? I mean, it's because...
No, not at all.
We're picking our listeners' brains here.
It has a very, very steep history, especially in the spiritualist movement.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
That sounds like something we.
That's
might
maybe
have to
something
look
we could.
Here.
Yeah, that's maybe something we could look into. I'll have to call them and tell them who we are and that. But I'll tell you what, Joe. I appreciate your calling. And do you listen often or?
On my way home on Sunday nights when I'm working on the weekend. Yeah.
Awesome, Sandy. Thank you.
We appreciate that, Joe. Thank you so much, man.
Well, thank you for the show. I really enjoy listening to you guys.
Oh, our pleasure.
Not a problem.
You.
I don't know if you heard or not, but if you're interested in stuff, you meet a lot of people, like I was talking about, that you know of from Lilydale there. September 24th at the Marketplace at Steamtown, we have East Coast Paracon. There's going to be, my God, there's going to be a bunch of psychics, holistic healers, UFOologists, cryptozoologists, a whole bunch of people. So you should definitely come down and try it if you're in the area.
It'll be something for everyone.
Yep.
Okay, I will try my best. I believe it's a weekend I work, though.
All right. Well, I hope not. But if not, it's good talking to you, Joe, and thank you for your call. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Have a nice night.
You too, Joe. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's all. I'm glad he called in.
Me too. Awesome. I mean, hey, it's great to ask our listeners, what they're interested in, and right there, I mean,
that's why I figured I'd take that opportunity to do so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because as you know, we always try to do things, and we couldn't do what we do without our listeners, and so
we have to thank them for being there for us.
Absolutely, and I love the call-ins because it is.
At least we
know people are listening. Number one, number two, the fact of the matter is that there are people out there that witnessed and then had interactions with other things and
they could share.
And here's Joe, and apparently I know Joe from the hospital, but I'm trying to put two and two together.
But
he was out there with an old girlfriend at one point in time, but at least there's one of our listeners that was there that could verify what I'm saying. It's just an awesome
relate
place
to what you just told everybody.
Exactly. And it makes you it's good when someone can relate to what you're saying when they've been there, but I think that wouldn't be a bad idea, maybe to...
I think it would be an outstanding one for us.
Maybe for Paracon, we'll get a sign-up to see if anybody wanted to go with a little brochure.
See the interest in that. Have somebody put their contact there, their name and their email address.
Right.
This way we get the trip together. We can give them a heads up. I mean, they wrote it down to Paracon. They get an early notice. Hey, the trip's coming up. Would you like to buy your advance tickets?
Absolutely. I think that'd be great.
Paracon is great for that setting.
Right. Absolutely. And it's a plus for our listeners, too. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so they get the upper hand on all that. So that's awesome. But I mean, I see the phone lighting up here a couple times, but no one's staying on the.
They got to stay on for us.
I know. We love to talk to you guys. You know that. I'll tell you. Someone when I was there was mentioned it in regards to the Shirley Temple. I'm trying to think who it was, but I wouldn't mind going out there at all.
I would like to know some of the history of that place. What exactly is going on? What's happened there to cause these entities, spirits, to be there? That would be something. Yeah, that's something we might have to delve into, maybe into a show before the trip. See, I'm already planning the trip that's in place. You know?
There you go. Ed's already got us going.
Let's roll, everybody actually, on the bus.
Yep, we actually have another caller with us, another caller. Tony, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Tony.
Guys, another awesome show as usual.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Tony.
Like I said, I just really wish you guys had a longer show.
Thank you. You keep those cards and letters coming. Maybe you could convince them to do so. We'd love to.
I'm game with that. Yes.
Well, I do have a theory, guys. Again, if you can remember me, I've called a couple times.
No, I recognize the voice. Yes.
Well, what I do is when I look at things, I dissect them first. And by dissecting them, almost like a police officer, when I look at something and I try to make rational, interpretations of what I'm looking at.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, every time it comes to aliens, one of the things that always comes to mind is a lot of people who've had interactions with them, have had any kind of contact with them, they all say they communicate telepathically.
I've heard that several times, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so my thought is, who would be closer to get direct messages from God other than the aliens?
Telepathically.
Yeah.
That's not a bad theory.
I was thinking that myself, yeah.
That's not a bad theory.
Just think of it, though. Communicating, saying a whole paragraph, sentence, whatever, chapter, by thought, not even opening your mouth.
Well, they do. Right. I mean, they do have that theory out there.
Seriously.
I know at one point
in
time.
That's amazing.
I know at one point in time, NASA was actually looking into the speed of thought. I really can't go much further into that, but I know a group and stuff that was involved in that. So, truly. It's out there, Tony. And I'll tell you what, I give you absolute credit for even remotely thinking like that. Because like I said, when NASA was thinking of it a few years ago and you just came up with that, you know, not necessarily now, but, you know, you thought of it yourself. So you're definitely on the right train there, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like you guys were saying, I think it was Daddy Mac mentioned last week about Prometheus.
Yes, that movie.
Prometheus.
That was the movie, yep. I couldn't think of it at the time. Good movie. Yeah. And they're actually making another one, but I was referring to the beginning was when he dissolved and his DNA went into stream and life started. Like a one creator.
Exactly.
But thank you for that name.
I'm sorry.
I can't remember it.
Daddy Mac. That's right. He comes up with some good things, doesn't he, Tom?
I try to.
Yo, definitely, definitely. So that's where I originally had come up with my theory is maybe they're more on the order of maybe they're the angels, or maybe they're driven by the angels, but that would also mean that they're also driven, they could also be manipulated by the demons as well.
True.
I mean, just as, you know, let's take it back a step and just go as far as psychics go. You know, like anything else, you know, anybody's power could be for good or evil. There's always that yin yang in us, and you know, as the old Native American saying goes, it depends on which wolf you feed. You know, so with that being said, it's, you know, going with your theory again, you know, I am sure that just as there are good people, humans, and there are bad people and humans, I'm sure there are good aliens and bad aliens. So I guess theoretically, you know, yes, they probably could be manipulated by either side, just as anything else, you know, and we have to have that balance. Now, going with your theory also, I mean, looking at it just from, because most people just look at heaven, hell, and earth, and, you know, and we just kind of like in group just the humans in that race, you know, not even animals sometimes. And some people then will include animals, you know, they go to heaven, they don't. You know, that's going to be an argument till the end of time, I'm sure. But to expand it to other planets, if you will, or the universe, like you're saying, and pulling aliens into it, mm-hmm. you know, theoretically, I mean, when you look at the cave drawings, when they say, you know, people came from the sky, and some people's theory is, are they angels or were they aliens?
Well,
technically, you know, I guess it's your perception of sky and heaven and where it is. You know, if they came from another planet, that could be coming from heaven, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, not to be blasphemous, but, you know, to the different cultures. So that's a very, very interesting theory, Tom.
And that's been proven in how many cave drawings and that where they, you know, have these beings come
from
the sky. I mean, going back to the old Egyptian times of the hieroglyphics. I think they had another movie. I mean, I'm a movie buff. Stargate. That's one there where they were trying to do the same thing.
Right.
And
well, that's what I think it boils down to, guys. I mean, if you look at it in the religious or even in the scientific text,
right,
or in the realms, I have to say more likely than not, whatever we were originally had been changed genetically.
Okay.
And there again, I believe they, whoever did it was being steered by a higher power.
Correct.
Yeah.
And again, it's all in like who or what the higher power is.
And how you believe in it.
Right, and what you call it, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about what the belief system is and the faith system, essentially. So, I think you're onto something, Tom. Like I said, I really do. That's great out-of-the-box thinking, and that's what we love here.
Yeah. Well, guys, another great show.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you calling in, man. You have a good night.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. We actually have another caller.
Outstanding.
All right, welcome, Phil, to the show.
Hi, I told you guys a while back about my out-of-body experience. I got shot in the head. My communication with my deceased grandfather was all telepathic during my out-of-body experience.
Oh, okay.
Everything was telepathic. No moving of the lips or anything. It was just through the brains.
So what you were thinking... He heard, for lack of better terms.
What he was thinking, I understood. Not heard. There was no sense of hearing, no sense of smell, no sense of taste. There just was a sense of knowing.
Acknowledgement of what was going on.
You know what? Other people that have been in your spot that said that have said that. They can't really explain other than the fact they just know.
Yeah, there's no senses. There's no senses. The only sense that was unusual was when the priest put the rose oil under my nose, and I thought it was unusual to smell, because there were no senses during that experience, and the sweetness brought me back to the tunnel, back from the light, down back into my body, on the gurney in the hospital.
Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah, it was a priest with the rose oil, so they know the tricks.
Wow.
They know the tricks to bring you back.
Now, let me ask you, you hear this, you've heard it, I've heard it from day one. You're saying come back from the tunnel in the light. Is that truly what you saw, was a bright light?
Well, on my way up to the light, I went through a dark tunnel.
Okay.
And I was up on the ceiling of the hospital room, and I could see my body. Down on the gurney, and then the next thing I knew, I was behind a hedgerow, standing next to my deceased grandfather, and we were communicating telepathically. And
that's powerful.
I told him telepathically I wanted to stay with him forever, and he told me you can't. And I says why? And he says that guy over there says you have to go back. And that guy over there looked to me like Jesus Christ. And right after that, I started to smell that sweet smell, and that drew me back down to the tunnel into my body. And when I opened my eyes, I saw the white square on the priest's collar. And I was really upset, because I didn't want to go back into my body.
Because it was so beautiful there, right? Just a sense of feeling and the peace.
Oh, my God. That's
total
powerful.
Understanding of what one with the universe.
Wow. Well, Phil, I'll tell you what. Thank you, first of all, for sharing your story.
Thank you 1,000%.
That was beautiful and awesome.
Very moving.
And God bless.
Okay.
The music's playing, so we only have a few minutes here, so my apologies. But call back anytime. Again, thank you for sharing your experience.
Love to speak to you again. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Phil. Wow.
That's powerful. That's moving.
That was.
I definitely want to speak to Phil again.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you sharing that, Phil. Truly, truly. I want to thank everybody for listening. It's good to be back in the studio.
Awesome having you, brother.
Again, thank everyone. Don't forget to check out Lily Dale if you get a chance. I'm Joe Hawk.
I'm Ed Mac, Daddy Mac Ray.
Don't forget to keep the faith.
And sleep tight.